Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to part two of the recording, which is titled How I Attracted Over 120 Contestants for My Pageant, Part Two. I got cut off in part one at the end. I thought it was going to go on to another show, but it didn't. I mean, I thought the episode would extend at the end, but it didn't. So I'm back now to basically go through the remaining steps of what I did to attract over 120 contestants for my beauty pageant. So now I think I am up to number 14. Okay, so I'm near the end anyway. Okay, so what I did in terms of improving my brand, I'm going to try and give you as many tips as possible in terms of improving your brand, is basically I decided to really, like I said, I mean, I think it's about really creating brand awareness and studying branding and improving the brand and making sure the brand was consistent to attract clients, to make people understand what we were doing, what we're trying to help people to achieve and everything like that. So I think the branding started with a message, knowing that our mission was to have 55 girls in the grand final from all over the UK representing their cities, raising a certain amount of money for charity to reach our overall charity fundraising target and goals. I think also our mission was to help to really transform girls' lives. Our slogan was UK's Dazzling Beauty Showcasing Girls of Hollywood Charisma. Okay, so I'll say that again. UK's Dazzling Beauty Showcasing Girls of Hollywood Charisma, meaning that we believe that all of the girls that enter our pageant have the ability to go into the Hollywood industry. And so we believe that if we would really, you know, give them the training, the encouragement, the advice, the tips, and so on and so forth, that they would eventually be able to reach this goal. Like one girl would reach that goal and that target. And, you know, going into Hollywood is about really a dream that most girls and women have. They have this dream to break into Hollywood, or they have a dream to become a professional model. Some people have a dream to become a West End studio, a theatre actress in West End shows. So everybody has their big dream, and most girls' big dream is to crack Hollywood. That's like the ultimate goal for most beauty queens, to be able to take their career and transition into a proper career in Hollywood. So in a way, what promise are you making? I'm not saying that, you know, we're not saying we have the keys to Hollywood and we know people in Hollywood that could hook them up. We're not saying that, but we're still saying that, you know, we can give you a jump start. We can give you a kick start in your career to get you really prepared, you know, in terms of the confidence, the stage presence, the being on camera, walking down the red carpet. We are preparing the girls for Hollywood, you know, the very, 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 very basic training. Or should we say, because obviously Hollywood is on a whole other level, but they need to start somewhere. So that's where our pageant comes in. So in a way, you need to think about your brand. What message are you conveying? What idea, what dream, what feeling? You know, not everybody wants to buy into a brand that's about overcome problems. Some people want to live the dream, and it could be a Hollywood dream, or it could be the American dream, or it could be the British dream that they want to live. And so what dream are you creating for your audience? Another thing in terms of branding, in terms of consistency, is someone should be able to go to your Facebook and know it's you, go to your Instagram, know it's you, go to your website and know it's you. If your website's green, your Facebook is the images on Facebook are all pink, and then they go to Instagram and your pictures are all blue, that is not brand consistency. So they're going to get confused thinking, is that her or is it not her? Is that her brand? Is it not her brand? So definitely, I really want to encourage you to work on brand consistency as well in terms of everything that you are doing, to really, really consider this and really, really work on this. Okay, so how you do that is, I'm just going to give you a little bit of the how, is basically, you know, think about your flyers, your business cards, think about, like I said, everything coming in line with the colours that you use, and not just putting together, oh, okay, well, I'm making a flyer and the flyer is green, and then, you know, not really knowing why you're doing something. It should be in line with the brand, but that's definitely something for you to do a lot more research on. because it's something that's definitely going to take a lot longer to talk about than just this little half an hour show. Okay, so moving on now to number 15, we hired and outsourced regularly. So I really made sure to hire people. You know, you can't do everything on your own, especially not a pageant. A pageant is a bit like putting together a concert. And even though the concert isn't just on one day, we have different events, but you need to be really not even articulate, but you need to be very much a good manager of time. You need to be very organized, you need to be very efficient, and you need to be very consistent. You need to show up. You need to show up with high levels of energy, and you need to be fun, lively. You can't come along and be moody on the day. You've got to be like, hi everybody, welcome to this event. You need to have enthusiasm and also be very optimistic. Sometimes people are naturally like this, but sometimes you're not always going to feel good. You're not, you may have people letting you down, you might get disappointments. So you still need to be able to show up and basically have a high level of consistency to be able to ensure that your event, you know, the event goes ahead, the event goes well, and so on and so forth. So if you can't show up to the event, you've got to get, make sure that somebody will show up for you, or you need to you can't be the kind of person that just, you know, one thing about millionaires that I discovered is they do change their mind a lot. You know, if you want to be a millionaire, you need to really go on your gut instinct and not go on just everything. Oh, it's this day we've set it for and that's that. You know, I don't go with that. I go with, it doesn't, if it doesn't feel right, if it doesn't seem right, if it looks like it's going to be heading for doom, then I'm going to quickly change everything and restructure and replan rather than just going ahead and then it becomes a mess. You know, there's no point being silly. You've got to use wisdom and you've got to be sharp and look out for signs that things are not really working out really quickly so that you can alter your decisions and make things even better. You want your customers to be happy. And it's a bit like the judges on X Factor. They don't always please the audience by their decisions, because sometimes the audience think, why did you choose that decision? Why didn't you just decide to, you know, choose this person or choose that person? But they don't just choose based on sentiment. They choose people based on what they think they can do long term, not just on the day of the event. So when I'm hiring people, I'm hiring like VAs, people. So sometimes we hire volunteers. Sometimes we hire people to help with marketing or promotion. Sometimes we hire people to do videography or photography. And sometimes people do it for free. Like, it all depends. Even if you're hiring someone for free, you still need to be able to know that, you know, this person, for example, let's say you're hiring a DJ. Do they have their public liability insurance? You know, you need to know that they've got their documents, and, you know, whether it be, some people have asked, you know, does that person have a CRB? So that's another thing that you may need to also make sure, that people that are working with the young girls and women or whatever do have CRBs. However, it is the parents. We do have terms and conditions where we do say that anyone under the age of 18 must be with a parent at all times in our pageant. They have to have a guardian or a parent with them. So I think, like I said before, having some structures in your event, in your business, and in everything you do will help you to attract clients all the more. You know, if you want to attract clients, but you don't even have any systems or structures or ideas of attracting those clients, then it will definitely be very difficult. And people can tell the difference between something that's really, really real and something that is really, really just, you know, it's not even that it's not authentic, but when they can tell that there's no passion in it, you're just doing it for the sake of it, they can really feel that feeling. People know when someone's passionate about something because you can feel it. And that's why I really love, I don't know if you know Alex Speedon, but I really love her because when she makes videos on YouTube, I feel the passion through the videos. What she says, the way she acts, the way she talks, it's like the passion comes through. And I want to encourage you, if you really want to attract clients, allow them to feel your passion. Allow them to know your story. Allow them to fall in love with your brand, your business, your ideas, with what you want to do, what you stand for. But because it has meaning and because you are really on a mission. You're on a mission to change 200 women's lives. You're on a mission to raise £10,000 for charity. You're on a mission to travel to 15 countries by this time, by the end of this by the end of 2016, I am mumbling up my words. It's not like YouTube where I can edit. But yeah, I mean, you've got to be on a mission. I definitely want to encourage you to be on a mission because the media take attention to that. And, you know, that's the bonus thing I want to say to you as well. It's like I used the media so much to promote my business. I mean, without the media, I definitely don't think we would have gone very far at all. So that's another thing that you need to really get good at using the media. So anyway, so that's it in a nutshell. I've given you the 15 different things that I did to promote my business and to attract 120 girls to attend my events, along with all the other people that came along and participated in the event, whether they were contestants, judges, award givers, or whoever, different people that came along to the events. Okay, so I'm going to go through them one more time. Number one, I was clear on my target market. Number two, I did research on my target market. Number three, I chose a very outstanding name, or I allowed the universe or God to send me a, I allowed God to send me a very wonderful name. Number four, was involved in effective planning. So I really did sit down to have meetings, asked for feedback, restructured, planned. You know, those that plan, those that fail to plan to fail. My goodness, when I speak live, it's like blah, blah, blah. Okay, so let me say that again. Those that fail to plan to fail. That's what they say. So definitely think about that. Number five, I created a vision board, or I had a vision book where I could see what I wanted to achieve. Number six, I created a promotional video. I had this made for me professionally. And basically, it was for YouTube and for television, which definitely did attract lots of clients and got people to really take the pageant seriously because it was a very professional advert. Number seven, regularly promoted and featured my contestants. So I basically put my contestants in the spotlight. So, you know, sharing their successes and so on and so forth. And this made people think, yes, oh my goodness. If they're promoting them, I want to be promoted too. And then it made girls want to enter as well because it does create that kind of feeling of, oh wow, you know, they're doing it. If they're doing it, then so can I. Number eight, I gave lots of prizes. So we definitely had lots of prizes, awards for the audience, and so on and so forth. Number nine, we always followed up with old, and we even follow up with potentially new contestants as well. So let's say they apply and we don't hear from them, we do follow up and say, you know, did you receive our emails? You know, sometimes obviously we do miss one or two people here or there. It could even be three or four, it could even be 20, because we get literally hundreds of applications, if not thousands. I don't think it's thousands yet, to be honest, but to be honest, it is definitely hundreds and hundreds. And you know, maybe we've reached over 1,000 by now. Who knows? Haven't really been counting, but I do know that we get so many applications every single week. And the thing is, it can be really hard to keep up with that. It can be really, really hard. So if people do, I think I also want to say too that, you know, you as a person in life, you need to be the kind of person to also chase things as well. And you need to go for what you want. If you're the kind of person that know, like maybe let's say right now you're listening to this and you're thinking, oh my God, you know, I want to be in the pageant, and you're thinking, well, you know, I haven't received the form or something like that. You need to follow up yourself as well. So don't always want people to follow up with you. Also be willing to do the same thing. And this can apply to you in any industry. So I don't even know why I'm saying this, because if this is meant to be about what I did to attract clients, but I feel like there is possibly somebody listening to this right now that might be thinking, well, you know, they didn't follow up with me. Well, you follow up with them then. You know, you, like, let's say, for example, you wanted to join a program and they didn't bother with you. You bother with them. Number 10, I consistently organized events. Number 11, I gathered testimonials. Number 12, I became a good role model for girls and women. I practiced what I preached and so on and so forth. Number 13, I invested in myself and in my business through books, courses, programs, packages, blah, blah, blah. Number 14, I worked on the branding of the pageant. And number 15, I hired people and outsourced regularly. And that was my system for attracting over 120 contestants to compete in my pageant. So the question I want to ask you right now is, number one, which one stands up to you? Like, which one do you think you're going to do? Not even one, but what three or four to you as, oh my goodness, these are areas that I really want to actually start implementing in my business to attract clients. Like I said before, the one I really want to encourage you to do is a live event. If you only do events online, even if you have an online business, I definitely think really, you need to really get offline and you need to get into the real world. I know that sounds a bit harsh and it sounds weird as well, but the truth is God did not create us to be like computer robots. We are not created to just be behind a laptop every day. We are created to be around people in real life. And sometimes you just need to actually get around your real clients in your real life and let them actually meet you. Even people on YouTube do this. They actually come away from the laptop and they go and have these meetups where they allow everybody to meet up with them. And I think it's such a brilliant thing. And I admire anyone that does have like mastermind days or a meetup day, or whether it be a workshop, seminars, conferences, and so on and so forth. Because definitely online is important. And even if your business is 90% online and 10% offline, go for it. And another thing I want to encourage you to do, as something that you probably wouldn't think of doing, is flyering. You know, don't rule out the traditional methods of marketing. I remember once we had an event, we did lots of marketing online and everything. When we got down to the event, we didn't really have many people that turned up. And the lady said to me, you know, well, what did you do to market the business? I mean, not the business, the event. And I was like, oh, well, we did a lot of online marketing and stuff. She said, but you know what? She said, the truth is in this town, it's all about offline strategies. She said that people like the traditional flyers and that's how they are around here and that's what they like. And so sometimes it's true. People don't want to receive an email about an event. They want a nice flyer or a nice letter in the post or something like that. Or they want the phone call. Some people are very traditional. Not everybody has caught up with this whole phenomenon or this phase of, you know, the digital world. It's not a phase, by the way, but not everybody has caught up with it. I know it's going to, you know, increase and it's going to always be successful because it's more and more people are going online. You know, I remember studying globalization at university and studying world cities and everything, you know, learning all about the digital media and the digital age, especially doing mass communications as well. So I know that technology is literally always going to consistently be reaching more and more people, you know, literally billions of people. And you just really need to think to yourself, yes, I do need to go online to find a lot of those people. But some of those people are even in my neighborhood, or some of these people are in the next state that I have never been to before. And I want to encourage you to do something to reach those people, those clients that maybe will never go on the internet. I've got friends that don't ever go on Facebook. They don't care about Facebook. So how would I reach, if they were meant to be a client, for example, how would I reach them if I just only focused on YouTube and so on and so forth? So anyway, that is that. I've given you my 15 steps along with some bonus tips as well for you to implement. And like I said as well, it's definitely important that you really do focus on media as well. A lot of people talk about marketing, and I know that marketing and media, you know, I know that marketing, you can use marketing to promote yourself in the sense of, you know, okay, I'm going to try and write a press release and send it into the media and so on and so forth. So people think that marketing is what leads to media, but I think marketing and media are, in a way, two different industries. And marketing is definitely to do with promotion and getting your message out there and everything like that. But I think media, if you could separate it, just so that you would never, just always think to yourself, okay, I'm going to market my business and I'm going to break into the media. If you can try and separate it, even though you might think they are sort of one in some way, you might think, oh, you know, I'm marketing my business in the media. Try and think of it as two different industries, because if you do, it's going to make you really use, like, try and think of marketing more to do with the promotion of flyers, the promotion of, you know, the videos and da 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 da, all of that kind of stuff, like the Facebook, the social media stuff. And then think of media as a separate entity where you're thinking to yourself, okay, I've got to write a press release, I've got to basically make a phone call to a journalist, I need to read an article today and find out, you know, who wrote this article so I can follow up with them and find out if, you know, they will be interested in interviewing me and so on and so forth. Because I think if you gel them as one, you're never going to really take media seriously and you're not going to actively seek media opportunities. And it's the same as media and social media. You know, they're very different. People may think, oh, it sounds the same, you know, social media, media. They're not the same. They're very different. Even advertising and marketing, as much as some people do a degree in marketing and some people do a degree in advertising, they sound so similar, they are very different, even though they are similar in some ways. So try and separate words that you normally may put together just for the purpose of really making sure that you understand the word and that you actually go for that word. You really leverage and utilize the benefits that come with actually going into that industry or working through something and so on and so forth. So I know it sounds a bit complicated what I'm saying, and sometimes it may not really make sense unless you are, you know, having a conversation with me for longer than half an hour through a radio show. So it's on that basis that I want to ask you a question. I really want to ask you, why are you here? Like, why are you here listening to me right now? Like, what made you think, oh, I forgot to listen to this? Or why did God choose you to be here right now? You know, of all places that you could have been at the park, or maybe you are at the park right now. Maybe you aren't at the park, but you saw this message and you thought, oh, I've just got to listen to this show. Maybe you got my message through Facebook and you thought, I've got to listen to this. I've got to tune in. Do you know that many are called, but few are chosen? That's what the Bible says. But why were you chosen to listen to it when many were called? Now, the reason why I think that you may have been called, which obviously you would know, but I believe it could be because you're searching for something more, and you know you have so much more to give in this earth. You know you have gifts and talents, and you have beauty, you have, or maybe you're extremely handsome, and you feel like, I'm not really using my qualities and my talents to the best of my potential. Perhaps you've been following me for a very long time and thinking, you know what, Queen, I really want to be like you, doing the things that you do. Not that you want to be like me in terms of you don't want to dress like me, you don't want to look like me. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you want to follow in my footsteps in terms of traveling to new countries and cities, organizing events all over the UK or all over your country. You may want to be able to start maybe, you know, manifesting the money to do these things, because some people want to do great things in life, but they never have them. Nobody will ever sponsor them. Nobody ever is interested, and you don't have the support to make these dreams a living reality, or whether it be the drive and the passion. Your dreams and goals have sat on the shelf for a long time. I know this because it happened to me. It's happened to me where I thought, you know, what am I doing? People are making things happen. What am I doing? And that is why I'm here to call you right now. I'm here to call you to really take responsibility in your life. I'm here to say to you, take action today to do something to make your life better in some way, shape, or form. Stop running away from opportunities when they keep coming. Stop hiding in the background. And stop only thinking to yourself, oh, I can only do one thing at one time. Like, for example, I can only be on one course at one time. I could only be in my job and I can't do anything else. I can only watch TV for 2 hours every day and I don't have time to do anything else. You have to get serious with your goals, your dreams, your aspirations, because you don't want to get to the age of 80 and look back one day and say, I wasted my time, I wasted my talents, I wasted my life. And it's on that basis that I want to call you and ask you to join me for a free 30-minute festive success session, a breakthrough session, where you get, you know, I want you to talk to me and tell me, you know, what do you want to achieve in life? Where do you see yourself in the next 3 to 5 years, or even in the next 1 year, next 6 months? I want to hear your story. I want to hear where you're going. What are you doing with your life? And the reason why I want to know is because I really believe that, you know, when I went to a conference once, I had someone come up to me and we were talking. This was a professor, and he said, he actually started talking about the Bible and started talking about talents. And he said that, you know, when you have talents, you've got to use them. And I've always felt that I've got this kind of calling to help people to use their talents. You know, maybe you are that kind of person that you don't really use your talents. You have them, but they're on the shelf. It's time for you to, as Joyce Meyer would say, dust off your expectancy. You know, shake it off. Shake off that dust from your expectancy and start expecting God to do great things in your life. Start expecting miracles and breakthroughs. And how you can start expecting it is to really, in a way, you know, start by doing something to help yourself. You know, God can be wanting to help you from today till tomorrow. But if you don't say yes to opportunities, you'll still stay in the same boring old place year after year, month after month, and asking God, why hasn't your life changed? When all you need to do is realize that you're 3 feet from gold, so you might as well start walking in the way that leads to gold rather than just talking about, I want to find gold. So, like I said, it's on that basis again that I do invite you to come along and work with me one-on-one. I have 3 different packages. I have a 90-minute session, I have a 5-week session, and I have a 3-month package. And you can find out more about this on my website by going to www.queenchomaofficial.com. I've worked with, like I said, over 120 girls, helping them to achieve their goals, dreams, and aspirations. And many of them have been in magazines, newspapers, on television, on radio. A lot of them have become confident. Some people have changed their careers as a result of working with me. And some people are living the dream now, living the dream that they've always wanted to live, because they said yes to come into a conference, yes to come into a seminar, yes to come into one of my events, yes to having a coaching session with me. And sometimes it takes you working with somebody that's very, very, very outgoing and passionate and driven to actually start having the life of your dreams. And I want you to work with me. So if you feel like, oh my goodness, Gwen, you're talking to me, it's me, oh my goodness, then definitely, definitely, definitely contact me today. Go to my website, www.queenchomaofficial.com, or there's an email address on this radio show. If you just basically look in the notes, I have my email there. The email is info@queenchomaofficial.com. Let's explore what's possible for you. That's having the free breakthrough sessions, because then we can explore, you know, what do you want to achieve? What is possible for you? Because maybe you think, oh my goodness, I'm a teacher. I've been doing this teaching for 5 years. And, you know, that's what I want to do. And, you know, I want to become a professor and blah, blah, blah. But the truth is, yes, that's wonderful and do it. But there could also be so much more that you could do that you haven't even thought of, such as launching your own website, such as traveling to new countries that you've never been to before, such as interviewing people that are key figures in the academic world, for example. Like, let's say you decide to interview some other politicians that deal with academic issues, or whether it be you decide you're going to start a weekly blog interviewing lecturers on their challenges in education or something like that, or maybe speaking on television about academic issues. So I'm so happy that you've been here. Thank you so much. I definitely want to hear from you. Go to my website one more time. Sign up to the newsletter as well, the Festive Success Newsletter, on my website, www.queenchomaofficial.com. So thank you so much for being here. I can't wait to be working with you or to meet you at one of my events. God bless you and take care. Bye.